1.4. You've got to be selfish. You'll hear an interview with Alison Kirbishley. She's a professional athlete, and she's been a member of the British team at 2 Olympic Games.
My name is Alison Kirbishley, and I do 400 metres and 400 metre hurdles.
What about, on a typical day, if you can have a typical day, yeah. How would it start?
If I take sort of, at the moment, what we are now, we're sort of coming into the season in May, which is pretty much hectic time for us. Training is pretty intense. I'd get up, I'd go down to the track about 9. Coach would always say be at the track 9 for 10, which would mean 9 o'clock we're there to warm up. It takes about an hour. And I'd be ready to run and start the session at 10. This is if we were on the track. The session would usually take sort of somewhere in between half an hour and an hour and a half, depending on what we were doing. And then it would be a gradual warm down, stretch, have lunch straight away, replace all the lost energy, and then basically the rest of the day is pretty much, we might have another session to do later on in the evening, which would be a light circuit, or, you know, if we've done a heavy session in the morning, we might just rest. And it's a very easygoing, lazy day for the rest of the day. I try and keep myself busy. I read, I love listening to music and obviously TV and what, it just depends where we are, and you just keep yourself busy. You know, the group that I train with is very social, so we often spend time together. We love sitting around in coffee shops in Bath, you know, that's what we spend our time doing most of the time.
Work hard, play hard.
But this is it, you know, we've basically got to spend the afternoon doing very little, because you've got to conserve the energy for the training session the next day.
Do you think there's still that attitude in Britain, or overall, that it's the winning that counts, it's not the playing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, but I also think that, you know, as an athlete, you're in the wrong, because, you know, I don't think any athlete would settle for silver if they had the chance of gold. I think in general, yeah, the journalists do kind of take, they can't seem to see any good out of coming back with a silver medal from an Olympic Games. They don't see that as a success, they see it as, you know, pretty
from
much
from where I'm sitting, even to be at the Olympic Games.
Oh, isn't it?
I mean, what was it like?
It was very good for me, because I'd gone as a relay member, and so there wasn't the pressure on me as an individual athlete, and I was sort of 18 at the time, and you know, I think the feeling of stepping out onto the track on the sort of second last day just to compete in the, I'd been there the whole, I'd gone 3 weeks preparation with all the team just to do that one relay leg at sort of pretty much the end of the games, and it was quite it was awesome, it really was. I never got frightened, which I thought I would. I thought I'd get very, very nervous, but I just got excited. And you walk onto the track and walk down the home straight, and you know, there's like a crowd of 80,000 people, and the noise was just phenomenal, it really was. And there's just very little to describe, there's very few words that can describe the feeling that you feel just running down the back straight and, you know, passing the baton on to the next part. I mean, there's a big relief, sigh of relief once you pass the baton, but it is, and it was just great for me to sort of experience that as a first major, then to go on to Athens sort of last year and sort of pick up from there, you know.
What do you really love about your job?
I love the feeling of a successful training session. I love the feeling of a successful race, and of achievement, full stop. I mean, as last year was my successful year, in which I gained 2 championship golds, one at European level and one at world student level. And there's nothing like sort of standing on a podium watching the Union Jack going up, knowing it's for you, and listening to the national anthem. You know, no matter whether you're patriotic or not, you get a buzz from that. I love the travelling. Although we don't see a lot of the countries that we go to, we pretty much, you know, 400 metre track looks the same wherever you are. But it's nice having the opportunity to sort of taste different cultures and sort of, you know, I've been to so many more countries that I, at the age of sort of 21, 22 than I could have ever dreamed of, you know. And I like coming back and relaying it to my parents, who haven't been able to travel with me and have just been there on the other end of a phone, you know, and it's nice to be able to make them part of it. I love the socialising, the social aspect of it. Made some, you know, all my best friends are part of my sport now, although going through university and friends at home, that I've grown up with, it's nice to have sort of the friends that bring you back down to reality. And
what do you not enjoy so much?
Obviously when you're injured, it can get you down. You know, you're not doing what you want to be doing. Somebody's actually stopping you from doing something that you love. And there's a worry of, now it's full time for me, you know. What do I do if I did get injured, you know?
I'm just thinking of what human attributes would make a good sports person.
You've got to be confident, you've got to be selfish, you've got to be... But teamwork is just so important. And although, yeah, athletics is individual, you're constantly out for your team, you're constantly looking out for training groups, a team, you know. Wherever you are, you know, you are part of a team. Nobody ever neglects the fact that you're an individual and leaves you on your own, you know. There's always somebody there. Just yourself and your coach, that partnership is a team. I keep saying selfish. You have to be very selfish. A lot of people don't like to admit that, but you do. You are very, very selfish. Purely because, you know, if you're not getting sleep, the food that you need, you know, your training's going to fall to bits, you know, so you need to be in the perfect condition to turn up at the track for training, to turn up at the track to race.